Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Amen. Thank God. Happy New Year. Thank God we made it into another season. Amen. We have great expectations. I know that your hopes are high. I believe you are expecting a change and something supernatural and amazing to happen in your life. You know, you made it over. It don't matter what, it does not matter what you went through last year. That is over, done. It's the past. You can laugh at that situation and laugh at the devil and say, devil, it's a brand new year for me, and I'm getting ready to cause havoc for you because I'm going to get blessed. I'm going to be great. I'm going somewhere, and my destiny is about to be born, and I'm about to be everything God wants me to be. Glory to God. Somebody need to get excited. 2015 is getting ready to release something in your life. Now, we always get excited about New Year. I want to get excited about the New Year. I'm getting excited about the new person you're about to become. That's what got me excited. The newness that's about to come in your life, the things that's been announced before you even were born, that's getting ready to show up in your world. That's what's getting ready to blow you away. Stuff that were predestined for the foundation of the world getting ready to come in your world. And that's what we're excited about. So thank you all for listening in. Thank you callers for calling in. Thank you for all the supporters. Thank you for everybody who have been faithful to our broadcast. This is Prophet Dale Hobson of the Laborers for Soul Harvest Ministries. I'm coming to you out of Los Angeles, California. And we're so glad to be able to come into your home on this New Year Day. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And I hope and pray that you have great expectations for something great to happen in your life. Look, I have a word from the Lord on this day. I think it's going to encourage somebody. I think somebody is going to see their worth, their potential, and the greatness that God has invested in you. What I want you to do with me on this afternoon, text somebody, call them, email them, Facebook them, Twitter them, whatever you got to do. Hey, record the message for them, because I believe this is going to be somebody's destiny message on this afternoon. And I want you to turn with me to Proverbs 18 and 16. Proverbs 18 and 16, very powerful word from God. Look, this text blessed me. I was so excited to hear the Lord speak this in my spirit, and I think this is going to encourage somebody on this afternoon. Look at what the word of the Lord said to me. I'm reading from the New International Version. The word of the Lord, Proverbs 18 and 16, said, a gift opened the ways and usher the giver into the precious presence of the great. All a man give makes room for him and bring him before great men. Look, I got to give you this title. This is going to help somebody. Look, the Lord spoke to me and told me to tell somebody that's listening, some destiny person that's been wondering what's been going on with your life, he told me to tell your gift getting ready to take you somewhere. Now, I'm talking to somebody. I don't know who it is. I know I'm talking to myself, I believe, but I'm telling you to be encouraged. Your gift is about to take you somewhere in this life. And he told me, he said, son, I want you to tell him, look, that a man, a gift opens the door, a gift. Now, we know this text is referring to you know, a gift opening doors, or, you know, giving into the hands of a king, or giving into the hands of somebody great, a blessing, and it opened doors for you. But God told me to tell you that the gift inside of you is finna open doors for your life. You don't know your worth, and you don't know your greatness, but you're about to find out that your gift is about to make room for you and to bring or take you before great men. God want me to tell somebody today that your gift is about to bring you or take you somewhere you had no idea that was already linked to the gift in you. Your gift is the ability that God have given you. It was why you was even born. It was his investment in you. And he said that thing that he invested in you is about to take you places you never dreamed you would go. You don't even understand that you have a GPS system tied to the gift in you that has linked up all of the directions in which God has predestined your life to go. Your gift already have the people that you're going to meet, the people that's going to favor you. All of that is connected to the gift inside of you. You already pre-made, pre-prepared for what God is going to bring to pass in your life. He told me to tell you that your gift, watch this, is going to make room for you and take you somewhere. And I'm telling you today, your gift getting ready to take you, amen, to places. Somebody give going to take them places they never dreamed. Africa, India, all over the United States, going to take you to foreign land, going to take you to mainland. I'm telling you, you're about to meet people. You're about to connect with people. You're about to get favor from people just because of that gift that's on the inside of you. And the Lord wants you to know that that's why the enemy has for so long been trying to make you feel worthless, because he already knew about his priceless investment that he had already put inside of you. And I want to take my time and help you understand that in 2015, God finna uncover your gift so you'll understand how priceless you are. And all of the, I know you've gone through a lot of situations that have made you seem worthless, made you seem like there was no value to your life, made you seem like, amen, there was no reason for your existence. But God wants you to understand on this afternoon that your gift is about to take you somewhere. It's about to bring a dream, a vision that you have had to pass. It's God not going to hold it back. God no longer going to delay it. He is going to bring that manifestation into play. I'm telling you, your gift going to take you somewhere. And watch what he said. And it's going to make room for you. And he told me to tell you, watch this here now. It's going to open doors and make room. It's going to open doors and make room. And what God wants somebody to know, that's what's inside of you is so valuable that God says it has room-making ability. It has the ability to open doors on your behalf. It has the ability to get you in places that you yourself don't think you're qualified to go. But that gift in you is about to cause a shift. It's about to cause a lift to happen in your life. And God wants you to understand that that he has invested. Let me give it to you. Your gift can open doors for you. Your gift can take you great places. We see that all through the Bible, where Joseph's gift opened a door for him and made room. going to be able to understand the power of a gift. Because Joseph's gift in a strange country made room for him. God said, that's why you're so priceless, because what I put inside of you is a room maker. It draws the blessing. It creates an environment for you to function and for you to be successful and for you to show your greatness and for you to show how priceless you are. And God said, in this season, there are several of you under the sound of my voice that are going to see why the enemy spent so many years trying to keep you from knowing how priceless you were. Now, the process that you've been going through has not been about your gift. And the Holy Spirit wants me to tell you this, that he has not been concerned about your gift, because your gift came from above, is a heavily invested here to bring resources to you here on earth. So he already knows what your gift is capable of doing. He's not concerned with your gift. He said he has been concerned about you. And so what God has been doing for many of us is taking our life through the process of breaking down the barriers of our character that would destroy the gift that could bring the lift and the shift. He's not worried about the gift, amen, bringing the lift and the shift. He already knows that what he put in you is priceless. Watch this here. And he said that it's going to take you somewhere. And one of the places it's going to take you is before great men. And the reason your gift has the ability to take you before great men, because the great gift in you came from a great God. And God said the reason that this gift in you is has the power and the ability to take you before great men. Listen to me well. Somebody need to understand this on this afternoon, that the great men you're going to meet are on the indication of how great the gift that the God, that mean, how great the God is that invested the great gift in you. And what's in you that is priceless, God is about to make men pay a price to see it, to hear it, to see you function in it. Now God is going to make men pay for what's priceless in you. And this is why it's so important in this season to stay tuned in, because God has been processing your character for the last few years, or through the storms and the hell that you've gone through. He's been more concerned about you and your character. Because, see, the gift can get you a lift, but your character can bring you down. And when your character brings you down, it brings your gift down, it brings your value down, it brings your worth down, and the next thing you know, you down. And he wants you to understand that he is so excited about his investment in you that he don't want you to shipwreck with this priceless gift. And so he has allowed you to go through some dark times. He allowed you to go through. That's the same thing he was doing to Joseph. Joseph's process was about his character. All that was character testing. God wasn't worried about the gift. He knew the gift was going to take care of him, bring him money, bring him royalty. He was going to make him a king and bring him a queen and give him everything. That's not what God is worried about. He's not worried about you getting the stuff. He's worried about you knowing how to handle it when it once it comes into your possession. And so your gift is about to make room for you. Now, there are so many different gifts out there. And God wants me to clarify that some of you have to understand there's some work you got to put in order for this gift to function in your life. Some of you have been gifted to be a doctor, but you got to go through a certain course and process in order to obtain the rights to obtain this blessing. And some people have the gift to be certain things, but they're not willing to pay the price to become it, and that's why they're living beneath their privileges, because they're not willing to pay the price for this priceless gift God has given them to bless their lives. See, and so God said, you have to be willing to make the sacrifices. You have to be willing to make the decisions. What are the decisions that are holding you back? What are the decisions that are causing you not to be able to arrive to the place of greatness? Your gift, let me tell you something, your gift has the ability to take you places and to introduce you to people, which prove your gift is not prejudiced. Your gift is not one-dimensional. Your gift has the power to cause you to have any and everything you could dream of, but there is also some work you have to put in order for this process to take place in your life. And so God said to me to tell my people on this afternoon that I want to cause your gift in you to bring the resources and the success that I have predestined for you to enjoy. It already has the capability. You have the capability to be anything and everything that I predestined you to be. I know people say you can go be anything you want to be. No, 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 no. You got to go be what God created you to be. I don't want to get it twisted. You just don't just go be anything you want to be, but go be what God predestined you to be, and you will have total success in that area. And like I was saying earlier, anybody that has the gift to be a doctor, they just don't give you the credentials without testing and qualifying you. You just can't get in med school because you're smart. There are certain qualifications and certain testings and certain criteria they want to see you meet to see do you even qualify for them to allow you to come into the program. And so it's not just about becoming without qualifying to become. Now listen to this. And so God said he'd been taking you, many of you, through processes and you have been going through the pre-qualification process. And he said, many of you now have are qualified and are ready for what your gift has been ordained to do in your life. And God wants you to know now, this gift is free. This is what Jesus was telling the disciples when he sent them out. He said, now, I've given you boys some gifts, and freely you receive, so freely give. This is the process of the character test, because sometimes you can have a priceless gift, but because it's not benefiting you or it's not blessing you, sometimes your gift blessing other people, it ain't blessing you. And I've lived this. Sometimes your gift can be blessing others, and God can be using you, and God can be, amen, really using your life to be a blessing and a fruit to others and a seed to others. And sometimes it seems like it's the darkest time in your life. You're frustrated. You're upset because you can see God working through you, but nothing coming to you. And God said, this is the season where I'm processing you. I am testing your character. I gave you this priceless gift free, but sometime I'll make you use it and don't let it benefit you to see where your heart is. Yeah, somebody been having a hard test. Somebody, God, that's been testing your character and trying to make sure that you understand that this gift came from God. And yes, eventually he'll let it bring blessings and fame to your name, but he don't want you to get so caught up in the fame and your name that you forget his name. Yes, this is important. This is why we go through the process of character preparation for the gift that God has given us, because the gift can be a blessing, but if you're not tuned in, it can be a curse. And I want to encourage somebody on this afternoon. I want to encourage somebody on this afternoon that the things you've been dreaming and the vision you've been having and the gift that's working through you is getting ready to take you somewhere. Oh, God, I'm talking to somebody. It's getting ready to take you somewhere. You weren't born to be nothing. You were born to be something. Amen. You are not a pushover. Amen. You are not just a nobody. You are somebody that God put in the earth to be a blessing to millions and thousands all over this world. Those had no idea, amen, in his process, how great he was. The Hebrew boys had no idea. I'm telling you, your gift will make room for you any place God wanted to make room for you. It don't matter what city you in, matter what state you in, matter what culture you around. Hebrew boys, four young men came to a Babylonian country, and because of the gift in them, the country gave them full scholarship to go to the best university that they offered. That's what your gift would do for you. Your gift is about to give you the best that can be offered. I'm talking to somebody. That's why you need to stay faithful to God. Get tuned in to God and get excited about what he's made and what he has invested in you. And so when I told you earlier, don't let the fame and the glory to your name make you go insane. See, let me tell you something. Your gift is what makes your name great. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. I don't care how great Michael Jordan's name is. It was not his name that gave him his fame. Don't get it twisted. It's a whole lot of folk named Jordan. But if they step in the bank and try to get a loan, they'll call the police on them. No, don't let the name get him in. Don't get caught up in the name, because it's not the name that brings you the fame. It's the gift that God put in Michael Jordan. And even though he has retired, great men and people all over the world still paying for his gift. Why? Because the gift is priceless, and that's why a price tag never equals out to the gift in you. That's why you can't be a sellout. That's why you don't need to be a sellout. That's why your gift don't need to be able to be bought. That's what the disciple was telling Simon. Man, you can't buy what we got. Go on somewhere with your money, sonny. You can't buy this, because the gift is priceless, and no matter how many billions somebody try to give you for your gift, if you let yourself become a sellout, then you don't really understand that you've taken pennies for something that's priceless. And I want somebody to be encouraged on this afternoon. And I want you to know that God is saying in 15, I'm finna let you see the unseen. I'm finna make your eyes keen. I'm going to make you a king or a queen. I'm getting ready to give you everything because you're about to find out the investment that I put in you. I don't care what job you own. I don't care how much good money you make. If you're not doing what you were predestined to do, you're wasting your life on something that is less valuable or no compare, not can't even be compared to the value of yourself. And I'm telling you, God said your gift is about to open doors and take you somewhere. It's about to open doors and let you meet people. You're going to become famous. You're going to become great. You're going to become some known name that God is going to give fame because of the gift he put in you. You're not just no little, I mean, you're just not no nobody. Amen. You may be a pastor. Nobody knows you now, but God said, keep on working your gift. You may be a prophet, and nobody knows you now, but God said, keep on working your gift. I'm going to turn around and make your gift, amen, your priceless gift, I'm going to make people turn around and pay a price to hear and see what I'm doing through you. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you're in the nursing field. I don't, whatever your assignment is, God about to make man pay the price to have you in place, and he's about to make your gift reward you, and it's going to be fruitful. And so, Father, we thank you today that somebody is encouraged, that you're getting ready to cause their gift to take them before great men. God, not only is, amen, are they going to take a gift, their gift in them is going to become the gift you use to make the great men open doors for them. And then they're going to turn around and bless thousands with the substance that you give them from their gift. And I praise you for it now, Father. I thank you that in 2015, somebody finna enter into why they was predestined to be who you have assigned them to be. And, Father, we praise you. We magnify you. We glorify you. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's imperative that you understand that there's an investment in you wasting away if you don't come into the knowledge of understanding why you were born to be who you have been destined to be. I pray now that you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I pray that you say, Lord, come into my heart right now. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I want you in my life. Use me, God. Make me what you want me to be. I believe that you died and rose again, and you'll sit on the right hand of the Father. Now show me my gift so I can go through my lift and I can see the shift in my life. In the name of Jesus. Listen, somebody hear me today. Your gift is about to take you somewhere. You think you've just been dreaming about planes, but that's your gift trying to tell you it's a plane tied to you. It's just tied to you. It's greatness tied to you. It's real estate tied to you. It's business tied to you. You are a consultant, and people are going to pay you for your wisdom. People are going to pay you for all the things that you do. Your gift is about to, watch this here, not only bring you resources, but bring you internal satisfaction. I praise you now, and I glorify you, God, for doing it in the lives of your people. Man of God, amen, I'm going to give an opportunity for anybody on the line to share, or if they have any questions, we'll give them that liberty now in Jesus' name.
Praise God. We have a couple of 807 numbers. One number is 2189. 2189, I'm about to open up your phone line. You're on live, Prophet Dale.
I'm in Arkansas, and I received that word. That was, oh, my God. That was it.
Bless you, Mom. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for that word.
Thank you.
Worked all in me.
Hallelujah.
I just embrace that word, and I'm asking God to work every word I have heard today, every word I've heard in my life, work to make it life inside every cell in my body. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
Thank
you
so much.
Keep on doing what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Mom. Thank you so much, Mom, for that encouragement. Wow, that's amazing. That's powerful. I'm happy now. I'm real happy now. Amen. I appreciate Mom calling in and supporting me. Amen. Do we have any other callers out there that want to say something or want to ask questions? the line is open for you.
Yeah. We have a 615, and the last four digits of the number is 5722. 5722, you're on the air.
Yes, hi, this is Katrina, Prophet Dale, and I enjoyed every word that you said because I am waiting for my gift right now to manifest in Jesus' name. So that word just really touched me right to my soul, and I thank you for that word. I really needed to hear that today because
well,
I'm ready to take
you
off with my gift.
Well, God bless you, woman of God. His investment is you, is in us, is good, and God investment don't bankrupt. And that's why it don't matter how long it's been, don't mean it's not going to manifest. His investments do not bankrupt. He's not Wall Street. He don't make bad stock decisions. No, God, when he invested in you, is irrevocable. And he knows that what he put in you has the capability of producing what he, amen, desires for it to produce. So thank you for calling in. We appreciate that. And you continue to be encouraged and keep yourself, amen, talking to him. He told me to tell the people of God to pray in tongues like never before in private during this new season. Pray in tongues like never before, and he is going to send interpreters, amen, as through prophets and apostles and other people to help you know the language you've been speaking. He's about to make you bilingual so you will speak in tongues and know what you're saying when you're speaking in tongues. He's about to make you that way. He's about to do that for us. He's about to make us more intelligent in the spirit realm, so when we speak in tongues, we can become bilingual and interpret what the Holy Spirit is saying from the mind of God. So you be encouraged on this afternoon. Anybody else, man of God?
Yeah, we have an 870 number. The last four numbers are 2174, 2174. You're on the line with Prophet Dale.
Hey, amen. We just thank God for you, Prophet Dale. This is Stella.
God bless you, Stella. How are you?
I'm just fine. I thank God for all the words of encouragement, and that's just awesome.
Hey, amen. We thank you for calling in and listening. We appreciate you, so your support, and continue, amen, to call in and support us. And tell somebody else that we're on the air on Thursday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, and that God has a word that is going to shift and change and give directions and get people focused as he bringing them into their predestined plan that he has already established for their lives. Do we have anybody else, man of God?
No, sir.
Well, I want to thank you again for joining in to the Labor for Soul Harvest broadcast. I'll be soon coming to a city somewhere near you in January of this month from the 12th through the 16th. I'll be in Memphis, Tennessee in Revival, and I'll be giving you more information and details concerning those events. Hey, look, tell somebody that we on the air. Tell somebody that God has a word for them. Tell somebody, hey, look, that I believe that if you broadcast it being a blessing to you in any way, share it with somebody. We want to hear from you. Hey, amen. We want to hear your emails. Hey, amen. You can email us at dlchobsonministry.org. Hey, amen. You can be a blessing to us, whatever the Lord leads you to do. We also want to thank this great man of God, Pastor Kinsley, hey, amen, who is engineering this out of St. Paul, Minneapolis. We want to appreciate his leadership and all the things he's doing. And we also want to support all of our brothers and sisters who are in the kingdom. Hey, it's not no little I, little you. We all are on the same page trying to get the will of God done in the earth. So once again, I'm Prophet Dale Hobson. I'm just a servant, glad to be doing what I'm doing, glad to be used by God in these last days, and glad to be able to be a blessing if I can in your life. Thank you again for listening. God bless you. And once again, Happy New Year to you. I love every one of you. And thank you again for your support as we continue to try to do the will of God.
Amen. And don't forget to join Prophet Dale and Apostle John Hobson every Monday night for the prayer uniting the world.
Amen. Prophet, myself and Apostle John Caston come on every Monday at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we are seeing the hand of God move, and we want you to be a part of that. Hey, this is a great time for praying. I just told you the Holy Spirit said he's about to interpret everything that's been a mystery to you. He's about to, amen, send an interpreter and give the information and insight to what he's been speaking to you as you pray in tongues in the private. God is finna reward you publicly, finna show you miracles and signs and wonders. You had no idea that the Holy Spirit was speaking during the time of your private time. So once again, we thank you, we love you, and remember, God is about to take your gift somewhere you never dreamed. Get ready for it, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Also, if you don't have the information to Prayer Uniting the World, the number for that prayer line is 605-562-0020. Again, that number is 605-562-0020. And you must enter the access PIN number 707-303-047, then pound. I'll give you that access number again. That's 707-303-047, pound. Until next Thursday, this has been the Labors of Love Ministry Broadcast with Prophet Dale Hobson. God bless.